I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Governor Bobby Jindal says his budget cut proposal for next year will be presented to lawmakers with a list of options for lessening some of the slashing. The state faces a $1.6 billion shortfall for the upcoming fiscal year. The administration is considering state financing cuts of up to $400 million for public colleges and $300 million to health care services. Jindal's budget proposal is due to lawmakers at the end of February. The Republican governor says that his budget proposal will be paired with suggested solutions that could reduce some cuts but would require legislative approval. He would not provide specific details except to say that he wouldn't support tax increases. Lawmakers have talked about raising fees, reworking tax break programs, and looking for other available pots of money to fill the gaps. Amid falling oil prices, a South African-based energy company is delaying final plans for a major $14 billion gas-to-liquid plant in Louisiana. Sasol made the announcement Wednesday about its plans to conserve cash to respond to lower world oil prices. The statement says construction on an ethane cracker at its complex near Lake Charles in southwest Louisiana will continue. The company made clear that plans for the gas-to-liquid plant are not being abandoned. Sasol said the company would evaluate the possibility of phasing in the project. The plant would convert natural gas into diesel and other liquid fuels. Lake Charles is home to numerous petrochemical plants and is about 30 minutes from the Texas state line. Studies show more and more women are buying guns and becoming more familiar with how to use them. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the report.
According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, 74% of gun shops saw growth in female customers in 2013. Barrett Kendrick, a firearms trainer in Covington, says he's seen a huge increase in the number of female students who come in and have never shot a gun before.
She went from being scared to being addicted and had picked up a new sport for her husband and herself to get out and go to the range and enjoy themselves together with.
He says more women want to feel like they can protect not only themselves, but also their children. And he expects the growth in women being involved in the shooting sports industry to continue. Michelle Southern reporting.
Less than a week after New Orleans passed a law to ban smoking in bars and casinos, some Baton Rouge medical professionals and local leaders are pushing the capital city to strike while the iron's hot. On Tuesday, Mayor President Kip Holden and leaders from area hospitals announced a tobacco-free awareness campaign they dubbed Breathe Free Baton Rouge. They also announced that all major Baton Rouge hospitals and medical centers have committed to smoke and tobacco-free campuses. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today and warm conditions with a high in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.